Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Ben Vanell. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, Ben. What are you up to?
I'm just doing a podcast with my friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What about you?
I'm doing a podcast with one of my friends.
And one of your colleagues.
Yeah, exactly. One of the chief antagonists in my life. And let's welcome him in now. Joining us as always, you know him, you love him. He's the ragtag rascal of the group.
It's me, Adam. I'm going to get you both. I'm the antagonist. And I haven't seen a movie since the 30s. Yes. So I'm twirling my mustache.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, I've been strapped to some train tracks.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to drop an anvil on Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Do they do that?
That's more of a cartoon thing. That's a Wile E. Coyote bit of
yeah, work. That's not an old school movie villain bit.
Tied to the train tracks, and I guess I've got a ticking, like a burning down TNT in your chair.
Okay.
Maybe.
So Ben's whole chair is tied to train tracks?
I could just get out of the chair.
Yeah.
No, because you're tied to the chair.
Mm. You could have saved a lot of time by getting the chair.
Well, when I tied him in the chair, I was like, ah, fuck.
Because I can still hop around on the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I had to tie the chair down on the train tracks. It took forever. That's why I just did the dynamite for you.
Yeah, but then I can just get out of the chair.
No, you're tied.
I'm tied to the chair and yeah. There's dynamite on that. Why aren't I on the train tracks with him?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to blow up the train.
But get the dynamite out
right.
And have us both tied to the train tracks.
A train won't hit both of you with enough force to get you both.
Okay.
You reckon it'll hit me and
yeah,
slow
ben
right down?
Ben will slow down the train. And then by the time it hits Tommy, you know, he's just getting bumped by a train.
Yeah, right? I'm walking away scot-free.
Yeah.
Bumped by a train, the sequel to Touched by an Angel.
Mm.
No, it isn't. It doesn't even sound like it. Just have buyer in the middle.
buyer beware.
You're in for a scare.
Speaking of buying things.
Yes.
And tickets.
Not enjoying things.
Speaking of feeling like you're tied down to your seat.
We have our world tour of yes. Melbourne and Sydney is yep. fast approaching. This Saturday, if you were listening to this hot off the presses in Melbourne at the Cooper's Inn,
yeah.
Saturday night, get a ticket to that. And then
that's pretty close to sold out?
Or it's getting there, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yep. So get them soon.
And then July the 21st, we are up in Sydney, live show. We announced
Sunday week.
Yep. We announced during the week that our friend Alexi Toliopoulos
yes.
is going to be joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. He's so funny.
Lansdowne.
He's very funny. Charming gentleman.
Yes.
As I put it in our Facebook post today, four titans of podcasting come together.
Wish you hadn't posted that.
So, yeah, filthycasuals.com.au for tickets to that. Mm. And a reminder that we don't tend to put our live stuff out on the regular feed. So if you're yes. one of these people sitting around going, I know how I'll get one up on these fellas. Mm. I'm just going to not come to the show
yep.
and then listen to it when it's up for free.
We have tied that idea to the train tracks.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a one-off.
Guess again.
Mm.
So
we'll be saying things that cannot be recorded.
Mm.
Yeah.
Legally.
It'll be at such a high pitch that microphones can't pick them up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, looking forward to meeting all the filth out at those. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Fun couple of weekends.
Oh, yes.
And then soon we'll have a new Bandcamp episode up as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to announce what it is.
We already have.
The History of Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But you were shocked to learn that for the first time. That'll be up before the end of the month.
Yeah.
But, boys, we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's a bit of a, people may have noticed, it's a bit of a somber mood in here this evening.
Yeah, not a lot of laughter so far.
We were rocked to our very core by some news this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We need to pour one out for the passing of a great actor who some of us on this show thought was already dead for a very long time.
Yes.
And we were informed of our mistake. You know what? Life would have been easier if we had never have done that episode.
Yes.
Because I got to live in a world where I thought that Rip Torn was actually alive.
Yep.
And so it hit me harder today finding out that he was in fact dead. Had we never had that discussion, I would have just seen that tweet and gone, huh, I thought he was dead.
Yeah, what if you'd have seen that news today and then gone, oh no, I've gone back in time to when Rip Torn died years ago.
Right, that would have been my first thought, you're correct.
Yeah. Or I've wasted so many years. He's been alive this whole time. I could have been like...
I could have reconnected with Rip Torn.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a common thought for me every day of the week anyway. The passage of time and how I've just absolutely pissed it up the wall in my 32 years on this earth.
Now that Rip Torn is dead, who is the person still living with the strangest name?
Oh, that is a great question.
Oh.
Armie Hammer. Never mind.
Yes.
It's Armie Hammer.
Yeah, we discussed that last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, Armie Hammer is, the new Rip Torn. Is Armie Hammer alive? Yes.
Yep.
No.
But what this has now created is a scenario where anyone going back through the back catalogue is going to listen to that episode from whenever that was, like 2 years ago or something.
Mm.
And if they haven't checked the timestamp of when the ep came out, you know what I mean? They're going to be listening to it going, these guys are fucking idiots.
It's the same with the...
Back in time.
It's the same with our Switch predictions. Now we seem foolish when people are listening to those old episodes.
Talking about the NX.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
I guess that's a little more forgivable. It's like we're sitting there going, Rip Torn's alive and he will be forever. That's a quote I remember saying on the episode.
Yeah.
You know, at least the Nintendo ones, we're just speculating. Whereas that, it's like we knew he was going to die at some point. So why did we bother even discussing it?
Who thought he was dead? Was it you, Knox?
I don't know.
I thought he was dead.
You thought he was
dead? Yeah, I had a crystal clear memory of having seen...
Maybe you had gone to the future back then.
Yeah, maybe.
And the only bit of information you brought back, like Biff from Back to the Future, probably like, okay, Rip Torn dies in 2019. What am I meant to do? Make a bet! Place a bet on him. I've got the Rip Torn almanac here.
So that's the only bit of information I bring back. I bring back only that piece of information. I don't even remember the fact that I went forward in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what movies he's in then in between and I'll bet on the... I'll invest in that. No, he's not in any.
Yeah, he's semi-retired.
Yeah, he's not doing it anymore. They make a new Men in Black, but don't worry about that. It's not
I saw
good.
A couple of news sources report on it, on the passing of Rip Torn, and I heard it come up on the news on the radio and they're like, Rip Torn, you know, people would remember him from films like... And just me sitting in the car going, say Freddy got fingered. Go on, say it.
It'd be Men in Black, Dodgeball.
Yep. Dodgeball, no.
Really?
The Larry Sanders Show get a mention?
Larry Sanders didn't get a mention on the ABC. A film that I'd never heard of before got a mention. The Cincinnati Kid?
No. There was that one where he got in
what
a real
say,
fight.
What are you saying? No.
End.
Didn't exist.
No. Nah.
Never
He's
happened.
Not in it.
that one where he got in a real fight at the end of the movie. I think Werner Herzog directed it. And then he got in a fight with, Werner Herzog, and they filmed it, and that's the end of the movie.
Really?
He definitely did get in a real fight with someone. Yeah, I wish I knew.
I reckon it's... Oh, fuck, I dropped my phone on the floor trying to pick it up.
He just dropped it out of reach. That's so perfect.
Now, we'll never know.
He's going to have to hoist himself up on the couch.
Ah, fuck!
Just tweet at us which film was returned in a real fight.
Hold on. I'm going to type in Rip Torn... fight. Now I've typed in Tip Torn fight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon it'll be able to?
I reckon it'll get it.
Yeah. It'll know.
A wild man of stage and screen and a titan of US TV comedy.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
so I definitely agree with that.
There's your favorite fucking word, Ben.
Yep.
Bend.
Is it
Ben,
about,
I mean.
Is it about me? Is this blurb about me?
Yeah. Is he Alexi?
He played Judas Iscariot in Nicholas Ray's movie King of Kings in 1961.
Oh, so we're just going to read out the entire filmography now.
With a scowl that would occasionally break into a satanic jack-o'-lantern grin.
Ooh.
That's an incredible description.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do when Jack Nicholson dies, though? where the fuck is blah blah blah?
What are you looking for?
He got had a gun when he was drunk. I'm looking for the name of the movie. Listen to this. In the 70s and 80s, Rip Torn's youthful good looks cragged up.
Nice.
His body bulked out and he became a character actor.
Nice. That's what we all want in our eulogy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too ugly to be a lead.
Now, we have to talk about what a fucking mess he was before he passed. Yes, we have good memories, but thankfully we don't have to look at that fucked up mug anymore. Confrontation with Norman Mailer. When he was in the 1970 movie Maidstone.
Norman Mailer, writer, I think?
And director. I think he was the director of it. And like his family was on the set. And yeah, it's wild. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And in the film.
Yes.
Film the original YouTube.
And yeah, I remember when they first brought in YouTube, I was running away from my computer screen when that train started moving towards it.
That's great. Getting into the YouTube search bar and typing, train coming towards screen. Play.
But it had to be less than 10 minutes of train back in the day. Do you remember when YouTube was limited to 10 minutes?
I don't remember that at all.
That was an early limitation of YouTube. They wanted your videos to be maybe even it was shorter than 10 at
it
some
might
point.
Have been, yeah.
Because they used to chuck, if someone put like a pirated thing up, they would be split up into parts and you'd go through and watch 10 minutes of 360p video.
I remember The Mask.
Yeah.
and similar movies.
The Maidstone by Norman Mailer.
Mm.
Famously including Rip Torn getting into a fight.
I have not seen it.
Maidstone or The Fight?
All either. Of it.
Yeah.
I don't have YouTube.
Oh, really?
We're not allowed at my house.
That's so cool. I don't even have a YouTube.
I'm allowed to watch ABC, sometimes SBS. Yeah, that's cool. When do you think people will start going, I don't watch YouTube, I just watch TV?
Oh, it'll go back to being kind of hipster and kind of cool.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like that's kind of happening a little bit now where there's this like, I kind of interpret it as irony, this kind of like new ironic like fascination with bad reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where everyone's just into like rot, like people.
The Bachelor and whatever.
Maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's like people Matt? Are super,
oh,
super
Married
into
at first
that.
Sight.
Yeah.
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 So I think that's that swinging back around.
Yep.
The more pretentious one for Australia is I only watch SBS on demand. I don't have Netflix.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I was just talking as myself then.
SBS on demand, though, is fucking great.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It
basically, it's weird. It's just for overseas listeners, it's the online version of a TV channel here.
Yep.
The fifth TV channel. Like there's ABC, which is the government national broadcasting, Australian Broadcasting Company.
Yeah, closer to PBS in the States.
Yeah, kind of. Then there's commercial channels 7, 9 and 10 and Prime and Win, they're called in different places, but they're 7, 9 and 10. And then, and probably in that order in terms of popularity.
Yep.
And then SBS is also government funded partially or entirely?
I thought entirely, yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's like got a focus on international films and news and stuff like that. So you'll get the Greek news on there, stuff like that.
For most horny young men of our generation, it would have been the first time you saw any kind of nudity.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was famous for about 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, just all manner of raunchy foreign film being aired.
Yeah.
But any other TV channel, they have their like app or their website or whatever where it's just catch-ups of the programs that they air.
Yeah.
SBS, for some reason, years ago, went and bought up the rights to a whole bunch of films and stuff.
Yeah.
So their on-demand thing has all this stuff. It is like a Netflix. It's got all this shit on it that's like never been on the channel.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A lot of shows as well. A lot of shows from sort of the smaller
Atlanta's
cable.
On there.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you're right. It used to be like you'd turn it on when you were 14 because you might see like an Italian lady's nipple.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was sick. Do you remember Erotic Tales?
Yes, I do.
There was a TV show called Erotic Tales. And most of the time, the erotic tale was a businessman fucking just like sleeping with someone in a bar.
Yeah.
And like most of it would be the businessman looking fucking sad on a train.
Yes.
And then for like a 5-second period, you'd like see his hairy dick or whatever. You'd be like, why'd I stay up till 11:35 p.m. every Friday to see this businessman's hairy dick?
So you're not talking about the type of erotic tales that you would see on DeviantArt.com/Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, it's more the erotic tales you would see on like DeviantArt.com/... Etu Tambien or whatever that movie's called.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like
Etu Mama Tambien.
All right. Gesundheit. I remember Vincent D'Onofrio was in one of the erotic tales.
Oh, yeah. He leaned down and ate someone's pussy.
That Goran.
Boys, very quickly before we wrap up this topic, the episode. The eulogy cartoon for the great man in the newspapers tomorrow. Oh. What do we reckon? We've talked about this before, haven't we? That this is an obsession of ours.
Several times.
Bad newspaper obituary cartoon.
Yeah.
Probably Men in Black themed,
absolutely,
I reckon. Because that's the biggest.
Yeah.
That's the most commercially recognizable.
What about
one?
This one?
Here we go.
The first panel is like St. Peter going like, I don't know, Rip, I don't know if you can get into heaven because you did a couple of bad things during your life.
Love it. Love where then this is going.
The second panel, Rip Torn holding the forget thing from Men in Black,
right,
and he's going to flash his memory gone
okay,
so that he can get in.
I'm picturing Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones saying to someone, he didn't die, he just went home.
Oh, that's, fuck off!
That's good.
Oh, that makes me so angry. But yeah, probably.
Like, that's the reference.
Oh, I mean, I would love a Freddy Got Fingered one to sneak in there. That's when you said St. Peter going, you did some pretty bad things on Earth.
Right.
I thought, oh, here we go.
Yes. What is he doing, Freddy Got Fingered?
Tom Green, like, to get back at him, like, accuses him of having sexually assaulted the little brother.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie. Yeah.
Cool, do something with that in newspapers.
Yeah. See, that's the ultimate challenge. The cartoonist that can pull that one off without getting any complaints.
What about it's St. Peter going, I thought you were still alive.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
What about he's fighting Norman Mailer?
Yeah.
In heaven.
Okay, just draw a frame from a film he was in and be like, yeah, rest in peace.
There we go.
There'll be a lot of rest in peace, like R.I.P., you know, Rip is his name.
I think I've seen that.
It'd be funny to go T.O.R.N. Rip Torn.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what that could stand for.
Ta-ta. Au revoir.
No.
Real later.
What?
Night. That's four ways.
Yeah, that would be the one.
That'd be the one.
That's really beautiful.
Probably,
man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tie myself up to the train tracks.
Touching tribute.
Tie myself up like I might try and get up later. I could just lie down on him.
Yeah.
And the train would go over me like I'm Breaking Bad.
Yeah, in case you have a change of heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of hearts,
mm-hmm,
that's a form of gambling.
Mm.
The card game.
Mm.
And
yes.
I've been playing an iPhone game
that
is sort of has gambling mechanics in the way that it wants you to spend money on things in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't reckon that was a stretch, but somehow I've pulled a muscle. Dr. Mario World is out.
Yes.
On the day that we're recording this.
Mm. Yep.
Have you guys played it?
A little bit.
Yeah, I got hooked in pretty quickly. I was in bed last night and got a notification that it had gone up at about 11:30. Cut to me then up till...
Just a text from Mum. Tommy, you wanted me to let you know.
My mum does monitor the App Store religiously. I was then up until about 1 a.m. playing it.
Jeez.
Just to clear through the... You know, I wanted to get to the... There is a fair bit of, like, introductory sort of stuff.
That whole first, like, world is a tutorial, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. The first...
The
yeah, what, like 10 levels or
20,
so?
20, I want to say. At least, like, a fair few of them. Because you have the infinite hearts for a while.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gone away for me yet.
Right.
I'm up to the 15th level. I've only played about an hour of it or so.
I'm up to about level 25 or so, I think.
Okay.
So it's essentially the core mechanic of Dr. Mario on the NES.
Kind of, yeah.
But changed in the way that instead of the pills dropping down from the screen, you're moving them up onto the screen.
Which makes more sense for the way your fingers sit on a phone.
Yes.
Yep. And so it's basically, match three of a colour to get rid of the viruses and then the remnants of little pill that you leave behind in the level.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm.
I like it so far.
I like it too. It's a lot more puzzly than Dr. Mario.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dr. Mario is more of like a hectic Tetris thing that's trying to get you to think fast. This, you have infinite time before you take the pill out of the little bottom bit. So you can really think about where you want to move next, and you can see the next one or two.
Two
pills coming up. So you can plan ahead a bit. And
but you have a finite number of them.
Yes. And the levels are laid out in such a way that there is pretty much a correct way to do
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the more and more you go on, the more it's like you kind of can't just muddle your way through. Like you do really need to stop and go, all right, what am I doing wrong here?
Because there's also blocks and bricks and things that some can be destroyed by the surrounding effects of matching three colors. Some there are some shells that sort of help destroy other blocks. There are ones that can't be destroyed. So it's just like it's very much like a puzzle.
Totally. Mm. And you can never move a pill color back down.
Mm.
They always go up once they're in the level. And working out that domino effect thing that you need to create of how to best do it is really fun.
Mm.
I like it a lot.
It took me a while to realize, because I don't think it really tells you this, that you can move the pill pretty freely as long as you're not moving it back. So I kind of thought those bits of blocks and walls and stuff, I kind of thought you couldn't move it up through the screen if you had blockage.
Right. No,
but you can move it right up into the top corner, even if there's stuff in the way.
Yeah.
I thought it kind of got... It took me a while to work out that you can just move it around wherever you want.
As long as there's an empty space somewhere, you can move the pill to that empty space if it's above where it already is.
And when you get a combo and there's like a bit of remnant, that is then floating in space and you can move that around too.
Yeah.
So once you kind of get all that in sync, it is very satisfying to realize, okay, I'll clear that combo and then it'll be floating, but I can take it right down into the bottom corner and wipe out all that stuff as well.
Yeah.
Your character has like a little ability that gets there's like a skill meter that gets charged up depending on how many viruses you get rid of, and each character has like a different...
And there's little power-up things you can destroy in the level sometimes that will fill it up.
Yes. The presentation of it is great and everything. Like it's very fun.
I'm not loving the presentation.
Really?
It feels a little cheaper and shittier than Super Mario Run, which to me was like perfect, slick Nintendo presentation. This to me has like sort of not knockoff vibes, but it's certainly not as polished.
It is super Candy Crush.
It
like the way the overworld map thing looks is full on Candy Crush.
Totally.
The same little the timer mechanic with those hearts.
Yep. Mm.
That there is, that is straight out of there. You get five hearts, which is five basically tokens to attempt a level.
Yep.
You get another heart back if you beat a level, and otherwise it recharges every, I think, half hour.
Yep.
That is straight up out of Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And it's going for the same thing of like heaps and heaps and heaps of levels. I think there's like 200 in this first release. It might be more.
Right. Yeah, right.
And it wants you to come back all the time to try and get you to buy the premium currency thing, which is diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get you little items that you can use in the level. So it's
make
like,
it a little easier, more capsules.
Exactly. Or like your skill is ready to go or whatever. The characters you get, Mario, Peach or Bowser, you get to choose between first. And they've all got slightly different skills. Like Mario will knock out the bottommost, which is kind of the topmost line.
Yep.
Bowser will get rid of two random lines. Peach will get rid of two random columns.
Yep.
And then you can unlock them later on with that premium currency.
Yeah, you pick one when you start, but you can't then switch between them until later on, until you've built up enough stuff or paid for it.
And you have to buy them later. So you can use the coins to get stuff, which you earn coins by doing the levels.
Yeah.
But you can buy your way in with the diamonds. It's super phone game.
Yeah, well, really.
Ben, just
is.
Quickly, the sort of cheapness thing you were saying, like, I would agree with that in the sense that it's weird that you have these characters and then you don't hear them speak at any point. So you win a level and there's no like kind of classic Nintendo, the character going like, yay, or whatever, like just isn't in there, which seems...
Love Mario's catchphrase.
Yay! Which is very jarring and does reek of just, oh, you just didn't want to pay
completely
old Charlie Marto for the use of that Mario sample that he recorded 10 years ago. Mm. So the microtransaction-y elements of it are so over the top.
Yes, they're incredible. I was just looking then. It's like, so there's coins which you earn, diamonds which you...
You have to buy.
You have to buy.
I believe.
But they both unlock similar things?
Is I think it's the thing where, yeah, like 10 diamonds will do the same thing that 10,000 coins will.
Right.
I think it's that. But again, like I'm not super far into this, but I've read some stuff about
it. Yeah, coins you accumulate... naturally in the game, and diamonds...
Your score will give you a certain number of coins after a level start.
Yeah.
But diamonds, the only way to get them is to pay real-world money.
I believe that is the case.
Yeah, I don't think you can get them in the...
But they
the
both
game.
Are used to buy the same stuff.
The same stuff.
Yeah.
Just
so
diamonds
if,
are a
if
quick
you want to get some diamonds, you can get 1,050 diamonds for $109.99.
Ah, is that best value deal? Does it say best value?
It says...
a lot of the time phone games will say best value.
It doesn't say that.
Okay. They've dodged that, but at least.
But there is a sale on.
Well, there's always a little banner at the top saying sale, which is probably true at the moment because it's the launch thing. But I don't know. Like, I think you can pretty happily ignore that aspect of it if you play this game when it gets to the point where it's giving you 5 tries a day or whatever. Well, you're doing those 5 tries a day, then when they run out, you're like, okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is pretty easy to self-police. It is weird to see this kind of stuff in a Nintendo thing, though. But I mean, I get they tried to not do it in Mario Run and it kind of fucked them and didn't make the money that they thought it would. So people don't
expect to have to buy a game usually on the App Store on phones now. People obviously the numbers go this way because there are very few paid games now on App Stores.
What was Mario Run? You got the first few levels for free or something like that?
And then it was $15 afterwards.
Yeah. Which, like everything, I would be fine to just pay $10 for this.
Yeah.
But I get that. That's what they feel like they have to do to make money.
Totally.
But it is more of a reflection. I haven't played a game like this in so long, and I'd forgotten just how, like, when you're in there, it's like this. Yeah, it is like being inside a casino. It's like, this is disgusting. Yeah.
Well, and you're right that those little Nintendo polishy bits aren't there. Like, there's little coins on the world map that you just tap them and you get a coin. And then once you clear a certain number of levels, it, like... You know, the viruses are gone, so all the people come back because it's not a plague town anymore.
Yeah.
So a bunch of toads show up, and I was like, I started tapping them because I was thinking they were going to be like, ah, whatever the fuck toad noises make. Mm-hmm. I think it's that one. Do a toad noise. You know, the little.
You do yours again.
Ah! Oh, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ah!
He's so cute.
No, it's not that high, is it?
No, and it's like raspy. They're like, ah! But high pitched.
Hey.
Yeah, I reckon if you pitch that up, it'd sound like a toad. Like Louis Armstrong, if you took Louis Armstrong's voice up, chipmunk style,
he
would sound like a singing toad. Mm-hmm. I reckon. Give it a go, someone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I don't have the copyright.
We did have someone do a great thing of you. Saying words backwards from last week.
Yes.
Was that on... I can't remember if that was on this or on the Patreon one. But
no, I don't know.
Yeah. You were pretty close.
Yes.
You were trying to say, just in case it was on Patreon for anyone that didn't hear, you were trying to deliberate, like say words out loud that if they
And then if you reversed it, it was meant to say Hail Satan and some other stuff. And I got pretty close. I was proud.
Yeah. You should be, man.
Thanks. It's probably the only thing that is going to be in my fucking obituary other than that craggy-faced fuck. Glad he's dead. But
I listened and I was like, who's that guy? I was really impressed.
He loves Satan. I should get into Satan and talk to him about it. But it is fun. Like the actual puzzly bits are not world-shattering. Like they're not new really in any way. But I'm enjoying fucking around with it.
You know what I also enjoyed? Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Like Candy Crush was a fun game. It was good. It got particularly difficult as it went on. Like, and it also had fucking awful microtransaction stuff and gating you from being able to play it whenever you wanted.
Yeah.
It was very, very frustrating, and that's why I don't play it anymore.
I think Candy Crush had some random elements to it that I didn't like as well. Mm. I like that these are pre-made.
Yeah.
Set up levels with a set the way of doing something. Like there is a correct answer to these levels.
Yeah.
Whereas Candy Crush, I believe at some point that got where it was like you had to have kind of a good roll of the dice at the start of the level.
I think that sounds familiar.
Yeah. So that is why I stopped playing that at some point. Because that thing of like, give it 10 minutes a day, you got 5 tries, who cares? It works for a phone.
Yeah.
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 If you're on a tram for 10 minutes...
Mm.
that's the way to have it be done.
Well, this has also got that infuriating thing that Candy Crush had where you like paying money to get the items to make the level a little easier is like fine. That's right. Easy enough to overcome. I do agree with you, Adam, but it just does feel weird to be locked out of the game after a certain amount of time unless you pay to keep playing it. Or the thing that I just remembered drove me insane about Candy Crush, you can get on Facebook, you can get on social media and you can like beg people to like you on that and give you those extra hearts.
Yep.
That carrying over when I thought that was a thing that everyone had decided. Yeah. This is one of the worst things that's ever happened in tech.
Other than for like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Where like you sign someone else up, you get $10.
Yeah.
A lot of things have taken that idea.
I guess the difference though is that this has a versus mode, so you can play against other people in real time over the phone, which I believe Candy Crush didn't have. So at least kind of the incentive is there of like, hey, add me, I'll get a heart, and then we can also play against each other.
Yeah.
It's not just like, hey, can you take time out of your day so that I can continue wasting my life playing this dumb game?
And this is a pretty good regular mobile game. It's not like, oh, it's a Nintendo thing. Look at this polish.
Yeah.
Look at all this clever stuff. Like, it's a pretty regular mobile game with Dr. Mario drawn on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
But it's cool that they brought the old Dr. Mario music is in it.
Yep.
Kind of remixed or whatever.
I guess that's cool. It'd be weirder if they didn't do that.
Of course, yeah.
Like, if you went in, it's like, hey, Pitbull done this or what it like. It's fine.
Yep.
It is fine to play. I do not mind playing it.
Yep.
It doesn't change the world.
No.
I'm playing it right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll whip it out.
Yeah, I might have a game too.
All right.
Is this good stuff? I think this is going
to
be
How do we
fun.
Add each other? Oh, you know what? It takes a long fucking time to load up.
It really does.
It has long
I've just fucked it.
Loading times for a phone game.
What was the last mobile game that you played before this?
Boy, good question. Donut County?
Oh, yeah. You played that on mobile?
I played that on the iPad. Does that count as mobile?
No, it does not.
Oh.
I'm very sorry.
It's the same OS for now.
Mm-hmm.
What about Monument Valley or something, maybe. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Solitarica is pretty good.
Okay.
That's like a card game on mobile. There's not...
The last mobile game that I played was the KFC app.
Nice.
And what I did was I went to the menu and I discovered the secret menu.
Mm.
So not every location has it, but you choose your location... And then you just sort of like constantly pull down on the menu as if you're refreshing it. You just pull, 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 pull. And a little guy in a little kernel in a bucket starts peeking out and he gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then he like pops. And then there's a secret menu.
What is on the secret menu? Like heroin?
Yes, a heroin burger.
Whoa.
There's a triple stack.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Yeah.
There is, I think, a fried chicken slider.
Okay.
And there was something else as well. There was three things from what I found.
One thing I don't like about the KFC app, though, is that if you have five a day, you got hearts and your heart explodes if you have more than five in a day. And I really don't like that you are limited in that way.
Ben, everything that you just said sounds like the sort of thing that, you know, the kid at your school that would just make shit up. I went into the KFC app and then I pulled down on the menu and then there was a triple stacker.
Lara Croft takes off a top and
Yeah, right.
Let's have a look.
That's
secret
amazing.
Menu. And then in brackets it says, shh, which is the opposite of what you're doing here. So,
the third thing was the Nugalot.
The Nugalot.
That is a burger filled with chicken nuggets.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't that everything they say? Sell at KFC?
But basically, it looks like a...
KFC always puts chicken in their burgers.
Yes.
That's just a regular burger, but they fucked with your head enough that you'll pay more for it.
The Nugalot sounds like a Dr. Seuss character, don't you think?
Yeah, there's a Nugalot in my cub-a-lot.
So, wait, is the KFC app, is what, you get delivery from them through it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do I not know about this? Boys.
KFC sucks.
Disagree. Disagree from me.
Have you ever looked?
Don't say anything you're going
to
regret.
No, I'm trying to lose weight, so I have to be like this.
Okay. This makes more sense.
If you look at... finished KFC, like, yes. KFC looks the dirtiest once it's been consumed. The remnants of KFC.
What, shit?
Are the yeah. No, you know what I mean. I ate Indian food in a food court the other day.
Yes.
I took a big shit the day after.
Tight.
You took a big gamble.
The opposite. The opposite of tight, Tommy, if you must know. A relatively loose one.
Relative to what?
I don't know. A tight one. It was, yeah, look, we don't need to talk about this on this video games podcast, but I'm gonna. So I sat down
yes.
on the throne.
Yeah, like, the commode.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Nah. Yeah, Dr. Mario World's fine.
It's fine. It's kind of it's there's not a lot of
just clear the level.
Beautiful Nintendo extras going on.
Yeah. I think they outs. I think this is made by someone else and they've published it.
It absolutely looks like it. Yeah.
Dev, yeah.
None of the Nintendo stuff that has been on mobile has hit it with me.
I got really hooked on Run.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed Run.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fire Emblem one's pretty bad, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty dull.
Miitomo even, I wasn't into. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like Super Mario Run that much.
Yep.
Yeah, they're yet to do it for me.
Mm.
Interesting. I got bullied by my friend into re-downloading Pokemon Go because she's really into it and she wanted me to get, because when you add a friend, you can send them gifts or something. You get
the
stuff.
The old Facebook method.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'll re-download it and open my account and send you the thing. And then had like 5 minutes on it where I caught one and was like, Maybe I'll get into this, but stopped myself because yuck.
Yep. There's a Harry Potter one now. Did you know that?
I did see that. Yeah,
Harry Potter Wizard Hunt.
Okay,
something like that.
You furrowed your brows if you were trying to remember. That was pure speculation.
I reckon it's something to do with wizards.
Okay, I'm gonna have a look.
And
it's actually called Magic Hunt.
I don't think it'll take off. Pokemon
that
Go.
Say there that was three times Mike fast. Yeah.
There
well,
was,
Magic Hunt works as well.
The Magic Hunt is actually not that bad of a Pokemon because it turns into Garrett Cunt. there was some news this week that Pokemon Go is about to go over $3 billion. And speaking of Candy Crush, it grossed more than that in its first 3 years.
Jesus.
Wow.
Which I guess Candy Crush came out at a different time for mobile games, so its first 3 years maybe isn't. But
it's called Wizards Unite.
I mean, maybe Wizards Unite. There you go, Wizard Hunt.
That's Wizard Hunt is a much better name.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about what's something that is like travel-y and wizardy at the same time? Wanderers.
Oh,
Wanderers.
Yes.
Something
that's
like that.
Pretty good.
Harry Potter Wanderers. J.K. Rowling, send me a check. Because I came up with the idea of Harry Potter and you know it.
What about
you saw a dorky little kid in circle glasses getting bullied and running into a wall at a train station and you took that idea from me.
Wow.
But what are you doing? You're not trying to catch, you're just seeing monsters.
I think it's a bunch of fantastic beasts.
Oh, okay.
That you're going
and it's
get
like you're
like wizard shit.
Right. So it's like first person, you're playing the role of J.K. Rowling and you're instead of throwing Pokeballs to catch them, you're like turning these creatures gay.
Yeah. You're years later revising what you did and going like, actually, I was pretty woke at the time. Yeah. I didn't write it down because I was afraid to, I guess, or whatever her reasoning for that is. But yeah, give me back my money, J.K. Rowling. In other news, do you want to hear some other news this week?
Yeah.
Sure.
The Pokemon Go was the news, right?
Yeah.
I forgot already that we spoke about that.
I never got into Pokemon Go either. So yeah, none of the Nintendo stuff's really hit it for me. So there's not much news this week.
Right.
There you go. Now everyone's still tired from E3, I think. We're in the depths of video game winter here.
Yes.
There's a couple of heavy hitters coming out in the next couple of weeks. Some couple of games to talk about. Not that does us any good now.
No.
But what did get announced overnight was that Cuphead is going to be a Netflix series.
Yes.
Which, yeah, they kind of just put out an image that's just a logo.
Henry Cavill with a cup on his head.
That would be great.
I'm not going to buy him. I just don't think he's going to be able to nail it.
They had to CGI out that cup when he was playing Geralt because he needed to leave the cup on for Cuphead.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
This is a cool idea. I think this could be really cool.
Yep. Nothing but optimistic about this.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I like the animation style and I hope it's good.
I like the lack of a story in Cuphead. is the thing, though. I like the animation style, and I like that it's kind of tossed away the actual sort of story of it. It's like, nah, he was the devil, and who gives a shit? And then all these kind of bosses come out of nowhere. I'm more into the animation style as it's used in the context of it being a game, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That is what makes it cool to me.
I think equally as into it as just an animation style.
What do you think the tone of this show would be, though? Like, if you were making this show, would it be trying to emulate a 30s cartoon and be sort of weird but like a little off-putting? Or do you go, like, for want of a better reference point, Rick and Morty direction with it, where it's like trying to be funny and a piss take of the 30s stuff?
I mean, that could be kind of cool. It's also, yeah, hard to know what sort of audience are they pitching it at.
Yeah.
Is it meant to be like, oh, you've played the games and now this is like a fun follow-on? Or is it just like, hey, this world is so rich and well thought out, we'll just make a little kid show.
But is it
out
rich
of it?
And well thought out?
I think so. I think the designs are incredible.
Yeah, yeah, the it's very imaginative. Nice, but like, is every episode just, and now here's the birdhouse thing and we've got to try and catch it and beat it?
Did you guys see the Felix the Cat that was made? It would have been like early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining. Like,
yeah.
Very sort of surreal, not particularly like, it's not going for laughs and it's not aimed at like young kids. It's just sort of like some weird stuff is going to happen. And okay, it basically is. It's like, yeah, what if maybe Felix accidentally walks into a giant house filled with birds? And maybe they don't like him. Weird shit happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if it would be cool if it is, yeah, that 1930s style, but still a bit, yeah, wink and nod of like a bit self-aware. Mm. But I think that the character designs of the villains in Cuphead and even like Pork Rind, the shop guy, having him fleshed out as their mate or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of scope there. I think so much of the grunt work of developing a cartoon is kind of already done that they get the thing of just like taking those designs and looking at the characteristics of the bosses from the game and getting to go, okay, well, how does this function in the context of being narrative and not just a you know, disposable game idea?
But just coming up with the, like, I don't know. I don't think that it makes for a thing. It makes me think of like Marge Simpson going like, ah, dinner dog. I've come up with it. He's a dog who likes dinner. And it's like, oh yeah, there's a pig who's got a shop. Like, that's not a story. There's nothing coming out of that.
But then, well, you could describe something like SpongeBob in that way, which I loved. I loved that cartoon. It's like, oh, okay, a crab has a burger shop.
No, but I guess so. But then at the same time, you're like, but SpongeBob and Patrick have this childlike thing that pisses off Squidward, who's like this uptight guy. And I don't know if any of that stuff's in cut. But I also,
well, it's not, because it's just a game.
Yeah.
It hasn't been written yet.
Well, and that's what I'm unable to move beyond.
But I do wonder how much of this stuff exists from just them coming up with the game and thinking whether or not it necessarily plays a part in the game itself when they designed those characters and came up with the world of like, oh, this is in our heads, this is his little backstory, and this is, because, you know, anything that you write, you come up with, you know, character ideas and stuff like that, which whether
like
or not they make it into the
like
show.
Psychic.
Pardon?
Yeah.
That carrot was,
yeah,
had
yeah,
psychic
things like
powers.
That.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they have stuff like that that they can then give over to the studio that can be worked upon, or whether it is just complete blank slate. I wonder how much they're involved as well, like the actual game studio.
It's interesting to think about, like, who made this happen?
Yeah.
Because if it's Netflix, it's like someone at Netflix loved the game.
Well, and it's worked for them to take the game thing but then just do something completely different with it. Like Castlevania, I think, was the first one, right, that they did that with?
That Netflix did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then it looks like The Witcher, they're like, yeah, there's a game, but who gives a shit? We're just making our own thing.
Well,
yeah.
I think because the reverse is that the Cuphead guys were like, we want to make a cartoon out of this because maybe we did prepare all of this material. And so they've pitched it.
I mean, they sell a lot of merch for it as well, which, so there is interest in that quote-unquote world.
Mm.
Did you guys ever watch the Earthworm Jim cartoon?
That was really good.
I don't think I did.
Dan Castellaneta was Earthworm Jim.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Homer
yeah.
Simpson.
Oh, yes.
Doe himself.
Dinner dog himself.
The dinner dog.
I never liked it that much. I hated the animation. The animation was that kind of
right.
90s, like really cheaply done.
Yeah, X-Men sort of.
Yeah,
like Biker Mice from Mars.
Yeah.
Because I was into that stuff even as a little kid. I could never like distance myself and go, oh, this is a fun cartoon. I was always like, this looks like shit.
That's why I've always hated Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Those fucking running in place dumbasses. I hate Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Really?
Not a good one out there.
Hmm.
Name a good Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
You don't like the Flintstones?
Yogi Bear.
Fuck the Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Yeah, the Flintstones. Fuck the Flintstones.
Yeah.
What about the
Jetsons? Fuck Jets, the Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
Nah, none of them are good. Yogi Bear's the worst one.
I loved the Jetsons.
Yogi Bear's the worst one.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear's
it's
worse
the same
than fucking...
shit. Leave the fucking people. Don't steal.
Yogi Bear's worse than McGilla Gorilla and Hong Kong Phooey.
Now, Hong Kong Phooey, I can get behind.
I liked Quick Draw McGraw. Remember him?
Yeah.
That fucking sad dog.
Huckleberry Hound.
That's the one.
Modeled my whole life on the guy.
Pink Panther. More like, get out of here, Panther. Got him. More like, Stink Panther. Fuck.
Who's the fucking octopus? Wasn't there an octopus one? Yeah.
No, I don't remember an octopus.
There are very bad Hanna-Barbera cartoons, I'll give you that.
There's it's Scooby-Doo. Fuck Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's fine.
Is that Hanna-Barbera even?
Yeah,
who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Fuck Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Flintstones is great.
Flintstones is a classic.
Jetsons,
none of them
Scoobers,
are good.
And was Pink Panther a Hanna-Barbera?
I want to say that I don't care.
What's your problem with the Flintstones?
It's boring. It's such a
it's
boring
hilarious.
Show.
It's a world where dinosaurs do things. What's
and
boring
how did they
that?
Make that boring?
Even
it's
as a little
insane.
Kid, you were seeing a bloody pelican dishwasher and going,
yeah, because a pelican's not a dinosaur. The dinosaurs, he only ever slid down at the start like a ramp, and that was him misusing that equipment. And then for the rest of it, it's always some fucking heron that he's brushing his teeth with, and it's like, well... don't do that.
They had a pet dinosaur called Dino.
You invented pretty much the car, and you're still using a fucking muskrat to put your shoes on? A little shoehorn muskrat?
What about the Water Buffalo Lodge? You didn't think that was cool? Their little man cave?
The worst part.
No chicks allowed.
Because it would always just be this dumb politics of like, oh, I gotta make sure that the head buffalo doesn't see this lame thing that I brought upon myself.
It's like Frasier.
No,
you got Fred is Frasier
is great.
Barney is Niles, and they get into a bunch of hilarious scrapes.
Now,
what about
Maris?
What about when like
in
famous?
Frasier.
What about when famous rock stars would come to Bedrock, and you'd be able to tell that it was a bit of a pun, but because it was like some popular band from the 60s, you'd just be there going, who the fuck's this?
Yeah.
The Monkees.
That's the first one I thought of as well.
Yeah. They haven't evolved yet, I get. No, they would have because there are people.
Yes.
But people and dinosaurs didn't exist at the same time, so the whole thing makes no sense.
Mm.
And people and robots in the Jetsons, never going to happen. Terminator.
What's your favorite cartoon? The Simpsons is excluded
because
that's too big.
All right. From when I was a kid or like if I had to watch
it now? From when you were a kid, yeah. What was your favourite cartoon growing up?
I liked Angry Beavers.
Yeah, so did
I. It says a lot.
Yeah, I like those Nickelodeon fuckers.
Yeah.
All those little Nickelodeon guys. Get me Rocco. Get him on the phone.
That was my favourite as a
Rocco's
kid.
Rocco's my favourite Nickelodeon.
Get me Rocco. Get me the real monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, a bit of fun.
But you know wallabies can't talk, so it was pretty unrealistic.
Elvis Presley never went to the outback and fucked someone and gave birth to little Elvis Jones. But
Hell
you know what?
Dude.
And
that kid had some adventures.
But Rocco's Modern Life is a pretty boring cartoon in the grand scheme of things.
No,
Not that much happens in that.
Yeah.
It's literally just about his modern life.
Laundry Day was a plot point. Laundry Day.
Invader Zim, that was all right.
Yeah, Invader Zim was pretty cool.
Don't even know what it is.
Yeah, well, that's because you got Hanna-Barbera taste.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you had to be one of the real monsters, who would you pick?
Crumb.
Yeah, big time.
Adam would be Crumb.
Yeah.
No.
I'd also want a Crumb.
I love Crumb. I used to have a little Crumb toy. I love him.
Yeah, you don't want to be Ickes or a Bleener.
I'd lose my eye, though, knowing me.
Yes.
Put it through the wash. Still somehow not know that it's in there, even though you can see it.
Where is it?
Like, how's it only raining on half of my body?
Where is it, and why do I feel sick?
Was Hey Arnold.
Yep.
Yep.
Nico.
Yep.
Yep.
That was a Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Like that. That was a good one.
Hey Arnold's bedroom was one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Dude, I want a remote control. I've lost mine. I want a remote control that can make my windows tinted.
Yeah.
Oh. I want a remote control with a long jacket.
How did he get all that gear? He's a real tech head.
Yeah, his parents, yeah, I reckon, were rich. They did wrap it up at some point that his parents were like explorers or some shit.
Oh, yeah, they did a movie like 3 years ago or something.
Rugrats.
What about it?
Great cartoon.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Another one where nothing happens.
So suck my dick, McGilla Gorilla. You can fuck off.
With you that McGilla Gorilla sucks.
I got a couple of Scooby snacks for you right here.
All right. That's the official party line of the podcast is that McGilla Gorilla sucks dick.
Yes.
Yep, I'd agree with that. I'll sign off on that.
Hey, you want a picnic basket, Yogi? My dick. Not I'm going to make every Hanna-Barbera of a character. I'm going to make them all do it.
Oh, no.
It'd be poorly animated when I come. Judgment. I played that too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Judgment's good.
How you going with that?
Judgment's sick.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I've played much more than I had before, when I talked about it last week. I've played a significant amount of the actual first mission.
Yeah.
I've gotten into sort of stakeouts using the drone. There's a whole section where you got to get into this building, sort of sneak around, find these clues within a room, use it to unlock things and connect the dots. And there's fights. There's like in Yakuza.
Yep.
There are boss fights and stuff. It's really, really cool.
I love it too.
Yeah.
All the little side missions you get into later are great. The whole tone of it of flipping really quickly between like over the top jokey to super brutal violent serious.
And then like soap opera stuff in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of flipping really quickly.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Tommy just did a backflip and landed in his chair.
I don't want that to be the narrative. He gave me the finger rudely.
Really but quickly.
He did it speedily. I will give him that.
You're whipped it out.
Regular quick draw McGraw over there. My favorite cartoon.
The whole set, the whole package of it is super fun. It's slow.
Yeah.
It's taking its time with the story.
Well,
I think I'm
three and a half hours in, and I'm still in chapter one.
Yeah.
But like, it's slow in the way that I am walking around rather than running.
Sure.
It's a really detailed, vibrant city. That this takes place in. It's true to life. It really reminds me of having been there.
Yeah, I've never been to Japan, and so I'm going to say it's pretty inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
But I'm really, really enjoying the tone and the attitude of the game. It reminds me of like a Metal Gear type of thing where it's like just throwing everything at it with this really high production quality but being super silly about it at the same time.
Yeah.
That I'm really, really enjoying and getting into it. I want to finish that off before I fly away out of the country.
I'm starting to think I'd better play this fucking game.
It's sick.
I think
you'd like it's really lot. Fun. Yeah.
There's so much.
It's Tommy here. I think I'm going to start playing this fucking game in the next couple of weeks.
Now, why hasn't Tommy said anything for a while? And why haven't either of us?
Well, we were just sort of staring into the middle distance.
Yeah, I forgot to talk for a while. I went back on Dr. Mario.
There is so much in the game that is sort of like surface level stuff, but it's like cool. Like you can walk into any shop and you can buy a little drink or some noodles or a curry.
The presentation of the story too is really cool. I like when a character's introduced, they get like this weird splash screen.
Yeah, like freeze frame slow-mo.
Yeah. Here's their name and like a little summary thing of who they are. Mm. And it's
Adam Knox hates the Flintstones.
Let people know how
Adam
right
Knox
I am straight
is
away.
Is wrong about cartoons.
Correct about cartoons. Those
Tommy
aren't cartoons.
Tommy Dasilo wants to suck off Yogi Bear.
Didn't realize you'd be. You're more than the average bear down here, Yogi.
I got a picnic basket for you right here. But I've cut a hole in the bottom of the picnic basket and my dick's coming through it. Very nice.
And the ranger walks in on you.
Yeah. Yep, getting filleted by a bear.
Yeah, Judgment is fucking cool. I want to keep playing it more before, like, totally saying positive or negative fully. But I think it's going to keep going on the path it does. I guess the combat is maybe...
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's extremely simplistic. It's punch, kick, grab.
Yeah.
But it's kind of still very well implemented in terms of, like, you're just walking around exploring stuff and sometimes there'll be a gang of toughs.
Yeah.
They want to fight you and it's like, all right, I'll fight these fucking guys. I'll get some experience points.
Yeah. Are you playing it in English or Japanese?
Japanese.
Same.
Yes.
It feels like the correct way to do it because
absolutely.
A big part of it is immersing you in this Tokyo. Mm. It is in Tokyo, right? Suburb of Tokyo.
It's a fake suburb of Tokyo that's also in the Yakuza games. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I have not really played the Yakuza games, so...
Yes, you have, because you've played Judgment. It's really incredibly similar.
And I'm not seeing any of the characters who might be dropping in or whatever. So I don't know how much it's tied to them.
I haven't recognized anyone yet.
Right.
I think maybe the gangs and the clans crossover.
Sure.
But also it's just like, well, they're all Yakuza.
It seems like a really good jumping in point for this series too. Especially if you always turned your nose up at playing a criminal like me. I would never even pretend to be a criminal.
Wow.
I would never commit any crime. Not like those animators at Hanna-Barbera.
Never played GTA?
I have played it, but I drove slowly
and failed every mission
and obeyed the traffic lights. I never did the missions.
Oh, okay.
I didn't associate with that type of people.
Right. You just wanted to drive around the block.
I just drove around.
You drove?
I drove around.
So I touched on this last week. There are sort of dialogue options.
Ben just touched his penis.
Yeah.
I touched on this last week and I'll do it again now.
I did a flip. I jumped in the air, touched the roof, and landed in my chair again.
I don't know if I've ever said on here how I always wanted to learn to back, and I've accepted now it'll never happen. Learn to backflip in secret.
I think we have talked about it before.
Yeah, then just whip it out one day. It'd be the best.
Yeah, because I can do a backflip.
Okay.
But sure. You know the worst thing would be...
Actually, no, I can't. And that was me doing a backflip.
You would potentially spend all the time learning how to do that, thinking that it's going to be so impressive when you finally do. And then people either just aren't watching or, like, they just don't care that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing a backflip when there's a big group of people and only one watches and then denying it afterwards. They're like, whoa, you just did a backflip. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Why would I do that?
I can't do a backflip. Look at me. You think I can do a backflip? I would throw my back out.
Have to train for years in secret to be able to do that.
And what? I'm just going to do a backflip once and never again to freak out one person?
Be the perfect crime. That's just crazy.
And I would never even pretend to be a criminal.
I've been at it again. I was on JB Hi-Fi today online looking up costs of Xboxes.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty cheap now.
There's just enough. Yeah, there's like, it's $350 for like the non-pro one. And
you
I'm
can
like,
get them for less than that. You can get them for like $150 the
really?
Original model now. Like pre-owned.
I could play that Outer Wilds.
Yeah, it's there, feeling
there's
like
just
we've
enough
got to play
things
that.
That it's, because I know that the argument is like, well, the new one's about to come out. I don't want to get the fucking new one. I don't care about the new one. Do you know what I mean? I don't care about getting the new one and paying that much for it when it drops.
I'm going to get it.
Cool.
100%.
Good on you.
Well, I'm right about Hanna-Barbera, so why wouldn't I be right about this?
I'm going to get the new Xbox.
I'm going to walk in there like this, with my little legs moving as the EB game scrolls behind me.
I kind of want to, I want to play Outer Wilds.
It's fucking
about
good.
That today.
But I reckon it will. I don't know the exclusivity thing of it, but it's not published by Microsoft.
Well, this was my thought, was like, I have the worst luck with this kind of thing. So if I buy an Xbox tomorrow, then the next day it'll be announced that it's coming to everything else.
Then you can return the Xbox.
So, well, but me doing that would be my gift to the world to speed up the process. I don't know.
I'm Googling the words I typed in Outer Wipes by mistake, PS4.
Mm.
Is Outer Wilds coming to PS4? Here's an article from US Gamer. Here we go.
Yep, we're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
The floor is yours.
Now it wants me to turn off my ad blocker on my phone.
Oh, God.
Why don't you do that?
I can't because it's too intricate of a process.
Okay.
Because I downloaded an app I can't be bothered.
You downloaded an app to do ad blocker on your phone?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much do you hate ads?
This guy fucking hates them.
I hate ads. Come to our live shows. Yeah, fuck. Well, anyway, it'll probably come to PS4 and shit.
You couldn't try a different website?
Look, it's not that important.
It really is not that important at all. And anything he's going to find will be speculative at best.
We're video games journalists. I'm going to set the narrative.
Yep.
Oh,
we should go to war in Iraq.
All right. Well, I guess we better wrap it up there for another week, folks. Thank you for joining us for another week. This Friday, what do we got? Dragon Quest Builders 2 is out. Yep. I'm looking forward to
I've
that.
I've been playing one some more as well. I should mention that game's fucking good. We'll talk about 2.
Yep. We got the live show on Saturday in Melbourne, so come to that if you are in that town.
Yes.
Video games are starting to come back out and news will start happening again soon. Yep. So Hanna-Barbera chat, it's coming back next week.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to prepare some argument points to debate you.
I'm not going to prepare because I'm just going to let my heart do the talking. Five times, then it has to recharge for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to support the show via Patreon, you can do that. We very much appreciate that. You can get an extra episode every week. Head over to filthycasuals.com.au for the links to that and to all our social media stuff and to the links to the tickets. We'll see you on the 21st in Sydney.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.